Welcome to Sunday Life, a radio and podcast program of Life Church in Boston. You can find us on the web at lifechurchboston.org. God's Word is taking off from where you are right now and rising to build you up on the way to your destiny. Let's climb on board.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's post-Thanksgiving Sunday. Let's spend a little time in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray out as you feel led. Should probably activate the speaker.
Father, we are so thankful for you, Lord, for who you are, and Lord, for who we are because of you. Lord, we are so appreciative, Lord, of your grace, your mercy, your truth, your presence. We thank you, Father, and ask, even like David did, what is man that thou art mindful of us, O Lord, the Son of Man, that thou come and visit us, or why? And Lord, we just humbled by that and your choice, and we just want to say thank you for your choice.
Thank you.
And we just pray, Father, right now that you would just continue to just be with us and help us to truly appreciate the length, breadth, height, and depth of your love.
Thank you. Well, thank you that we sung this morning. You are good, good Father, perfect in all of your ways. And Lord, thank you that you are a good shepherd to us, your sheep. You protect us, you provide for us, you guide us, you lead us. Lord, we thank you that you call us. We know your voice. And we pray, Lord, you continue to just lead us to the center of your will. In Jesus' name. Lord, fill us with your love. Help us to see as you see and do as you do. And we just thank you, Lord, for your incredible love for your people.
Thank you.
For including us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, you are a good God, and we are your children, and we want to accomplish your purposes. So, Lord, we're praying for your direction, God, that you would guide us.
Yes,
God. Lord, we don't want to just go through the motions. We want to do what you would have us to do. We want to accomplish what you have us to accomplish.
Yes.
God, we We need your insight, your revelation.
Yes.
Your direction.
Where you lead, we will follow.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to see you clearly, to hear you clearly, as we endeavor, Lord, to follow you closely.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for clothing us with your spirit.
Thank you.
The power of your spirit, O Father. And we just pray that you help us to understand what that means as it connects with the gifts that you've given us and how you desire us, O Lord, to empower your kingdom to come and your light to shine, Lord, where we are. Help us to know what that means, what that looks like. Help us to understand the challenges that will come against us as a result of that. But also, Lord, help us to know that it's in you that we live, breathe, and move, and have our being. Help us to indeed walk in your strength and not our own.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we love you. We praise you. And in these times, Lord, we feel like you're coming back soon. It's just with all the things going on, Lord, it just seems that there are challenges and attacks on your people and on who you desire to heal and to connect with. And we just pray, Father, that you help us, O Lord, to be people who are willing to stand in the gap courageously and to trust you that you have our back. And just thank you, O Lord, for your presence, your truth, and the hope we have in you. Jesus' name. Thank you.
just want to acknowledge that thank you for saving me. Thank you for the family you've given me and the ministry. Lord, I love teaching, but God, I want to acknowledge that people aren't coming. And so, Lord, if you want us to shut this down and do something else, Lord, then you know, we'll be obedient. But Lord, we want to do ministry that reaches people, that makes disciples, Lord. Not just gather, but to make disciples, to reach those who don't know you. So Lord, just make it real clear, Lord. Help us to discern. You need to do something else. Amen, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Church that's just our idea.
Yes.
This isn't you, Lord. Show us something else to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
kusa kaya te kusa. Urede bu kusa na nasiki. Unta la kapete bu. Kurata basa kaya ta kusa. Ene bu kukura mama sanda ye keba. Le kaya ne bu sata se. Uta le bu sata ye bu. Ukura mama sata ye. Uto ye. Yana maku. Yete bu sata le kapusa. Yete bu kana. Kana se uta se. Kana. Kana te bu sa se. I know that you can hear me, says the Lord, but I don't see you moving. I've given you all of the tools that you need, but still you stand still. Move, move in me, says the Lord. You have all the confidence that you need in me. Move, you've asked for healing. And I give it to you, and you still ask again. I am not hard of hearing. I hear you. Move in what I say. Do what I've called you to do, and you'll see mighty works in my name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Holy Spirit. Any other words from the Lord? Anyone has received while we've been praying?
I think that we need to revisit the prophetic word the Lord spoke to us and to really actualize if that word was for us to move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to discern how that's actualized.
Amen. Amen.
Let's also just pray for Talina, just to put into the chat that she's not doing well, she said.
Okay.
Well, we thank you that you're a healer. We lift up our sister Talina to you, and we're praying for healing for her. We're
yes.
praying, Lord, for a speedy recovery. Lord, that she would feel well, that every symptom that she's experiencing would be alleviated. Thank you, Lord, for your love for her and your healing power at work within her body. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we need your wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
About how to move. We want to be obedient. I don't want to be dense. Lord, just help me. Say amen to your word.
Yes.
Yes. What's the next step? Where do we move?
Yes.
Let's build on this. Is there a ministry opportunity that God has put on someone's heart that you should know about?
Why don't you just update those who joined?
Yeah, instead of launching the message, we spent some time in prayer about what we should do. Very few people showing up lately, so I sort of put out there to the Lord, if he wants us to shut this down and do something else, then we'll obey. The Lord gave Reynolds a tongue, and message in tongues and interpretation that he's called us to move, and that if we move, we'll see mighty works. They've given us everything we need. He's given us the equipment we need, the tools we need. So there's some action the Lord wants us to take. We need to discern what it is. So.
You've been listening to Sunday Life, a radio and podcast program of Life Church in Boston. We hope you've enjoyed your flight. As we prepare to land, please leave the belt of truth buckled around your waist and keep your life in an upright position. If you would like to support this program, or if you simply want more information about Life Church, please visit our website at lifechurchboston.org. As you go on with your day, please remember, Jesus commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations. Please put what you've just heard into practice in your own life, then teach it to others and watch God's kingdom take off around you.